Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's show is brought to you by Personal Capital. For a free trial of Personal Capital, just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the Personal Capital banner, or go to PersonalCapital.com/TMOS. Again, click the Personal Capital banner on MikeO'MaraShow.com or go to PersonalCapital.com/TMOS.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Oscar.
Salutations.
Big news.
What's that?
You've heard of this Dennis Rodman character?
Oh, yeah, the worm.
Yeah, apparently he was some sort of sports guy. But he is also a busy man these days because, one, in addition to the peace talks and authoring children's books, he's managed to launch a new product, Bad Boy Vodka.
Ooh.
Yes, a smooth yet edgy twist on a traditional classic. Hello, Den.
How you doing?
Oh, what an honor.
How you doing?
It's good to see you.
Oh, good to see you.
And congratulations on the spirits.
Oh, thank you all.
How involved were you in the actual production of Bad Boy Vodka?
I love vodka.
You do?
I like my milk and cranberry juice.
Well, you don't drink it straight, though.
I don't drink it straight. I drink it with cranberry juice.
Just cranberry juice? You have any other mixers you like?
I love orange juice.
How about tonic?
No.
No? Do you have a statement you've prepared?
I have fruit flavor.
You like the fruit flavor?
I like the fruit flavors.
Mr. Rodman, I'm always curious when
you
people
know
come
Oscar?
Out.
How you doing?
Hi, nice to see you again.
How you doing?
I'm great, thank you.
You doing good?
I loved your piece on HBO.
Can I read about my vodka, my statement?
Sure, just a quick question, though.
All right.
How come you didn't ask how I was doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing well.
All right.
Hi, Dennis.
I don't trust you.
Why not?
I think you're a dick.
Trust me, I'm your best friend in this room.
I doubt that.
Loved you in North Korea.
Yeah, I love Kim Jong-il. I want to thank him for having me over, and he's a good guy.
All right, having nice. Me over? Like he had you over for drinks?
Well yeah, said. Like fun. A diplomat.
We had a good time.
He flew you in. Did you have a fruit-flavored drink with you?
I had vodka cranberry.
And now do you have a statement?
He drinks some vodka.
Does he?
Sure.
I bet he drinks the best vodka.
I have to read my statement.
Right.
I am excited to launch Bad Boy Vodka, and I am going to create a high-quality, fun lifestyle brand.
Well, is this a prepared statement?
Bad Boy Vodka characterizes a tough and edgy, yet smooth and classic taste.
Is this prepared? My question is, did you prepare this statement?
Yeah.
Do you want to try it again with a little more enthusiasm?
Yeah,
we're trying to sell your stuff
Rodman,
here.
Come on.
I read the wrong thing.
Oh, you read the wrong thing. Well, that explains everything.
From the guy.
Yeah.
I'm excited to launch Bad Boy Vodka and work with
what
Dennis.
Vodka?
Uh-huh.
What vodka?
Bad Boy Vodka.
It's Bad Boy Vodka.
Bad Boy Vodka.
Better.
Okay?
Yeah.
I am excited to launch Bad Boy Vodka and work with Dennis. That's not my
No,
part.
That's you. That's no. you. That's you.
Did you write this? Did you write this?
Huh?
I said, did you write this?
I created it.
No, but not the vodka, the statement.
Do you need a water or something?
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah, simply because, you know.
You got that all over yourself.
Yeah.
Spilled it on your jersey.
I got my lip ring.
Oh, you got in the way.
It got on the way.
I bet you can't eat soup either.
I hate it when that gets on the way. Don't like it when the lip ring gets on the way.
On the way?
Yeah.
In the way.
Mr. Rodman?
I'm just trying to read my statement.
I know. It's the third time, so we're trying to move this along.
I'm trying to read my statement.
Mr. Rodman, you've had a very public battle with substance abuse.
Oh, that's not true.
Well, it is true.
That's because I went on that Donald Trump show.
Yes.
Yeah, that's crap. I'm fine.
How is that crap?
I'm fine. Don't I look good? I could still play.
Really?
Yeah.
What team?
I got some venereal disease, but that's it.
Well, you see that right there says that you're not doing all that well.
I'm okay. I have to read my statement.
Yes, everybody, here it comes. Here comes the statement.
I am very excited to work with Dennis on this project. But
that's not right.
God damn it. That's not my part. I have to read my quote. This is my quote.
Okay, here comes his quote.
Bebo Vodka character.
Hold it. What?
Bad Boy Vodka.
That's not right.
Well, what do you mean? It's my vodka.
Well, I know, but I mean, easy.
Hey. It's a family show. Bad show.
Repeat after me.
What?
Bad. Voy.
What?
Vod.
Ka.
Bad Boy Vodka.
Bad Boy Vodka.
Whatever.
Characterizes a tough and edgy yet smooth classic taste.
Try it again, Regis.
Bad Boy Vodka.
Yes.
Characterizes a tough and...
Much better.
Huh?
You're enunciating.
It's better than that crap Diddy sells.
Oh, shot across the bow.
Yeah, that's not good.
What are your thoughts on Michael Jordan?
He's okay. He's all right. I like his underwear commercials.
What about Scottie Pippen?
Scottie Pippen's a Marine. He's a stand-up guy.
Yeah?
How about Larry Bird?
Larry Bird, yeah.
What about Dwight Howard and the latest transactions?
He ain't as good as I was.
Okay.
No, how about Meadowlark Lemon?
I don't like what your tone.
What do you mean?
I don't like what your tone.
No, was. He was great.
I don't like your tone.
Globetrotter.
Big, white, bald head.
Is your liver...
Piss me off.
No.
Slap it.
Is your liver as good a rebounder as you were in the NBA?
That's funny, Oscar. You'd like Bad Boy Vodka.
I would.
I know, you'd enjoy
probably
it.
Probably would.
Just over ice.
Yeah, Oscar.
You, me, our friend Timmy Obabene. Bad Boy Vodka characterizes a tough, edgy, yet smooth and classic taste.
No, you see, you blew it again.
Why?
It's classic taste.
Classic taste, Bad Boy Vodka.
All right, I'll take it.
A perfect representation.
Representation.
Yeah, of whom and what I am all about.
I think that from would be Dennis who, Rodman. Not whom.
Well, y'all can suck it.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I've been a big Genesis fan ever since the release of their 1980 album, Duke. Take off the roof. Listen to the brilliant ensemble playing of Banks, Collins, and Rutherford. You can practically hear every nuance of every instrument. Sabrina, remove your dress. In terms of lyrical craftsmanship, sheer songwriting, this album hits a new peak of professionalism. Sabrina, why don't you dance a little? Take the lyrics to Land of Confusion. In this song, Phil Collins addresses the problems of abusive political authority. Christy, get down on your knees so Sabrina can see your... Phil Collins' solo career seems to be more commercial and therefore more satisfying in a narrower way. Especially songs like In the Air Tonight and Against All Odds. Sabrina, don't just stare at it, eat it.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
From Studio 1K and the Fiverplex Broadcast Center, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Downloaded worldwide, 18 million times, and powered by Encore Insurance. We're at MikeOMaraShow.com, 102.9 FM WTNC in Washington, D.C., and the mighty 1630 KCJJ in Iowa. Paul McCartney to sing for you.
Jesus, are you excited?
I'm out of my mind.
Today's show is brought to you by ScoreBig.com, taking your family to a game, or I'm reading like Dennis was before.
Yes, a classic.
A game can be really expensive. That's the point we wanted to make. Imagine getting great seats at up to 60% below the box office price. Your first stop, whatever you want to see, is ScoreBig.com, where below office prices, box office that is, are guaranteed. Now imagine getting $30 off your first order. That's what ScoreBig will do for you if you enter the code TMOS. Great seats. It is a great, reasonable way to go to the big event and take the whole family and not go home crying because you have broken the bank. I'm serious about this. It is so expensive to go to a major sporting event in the United States. It's crazy.
And Mike always goes home crying, not because of the prices, but because the Red Sox have lost again.
However, they're on a 3-game winning streak.
Yeah, boy. Yeah.
Because I haven't been watching the games.
Yeah, because you control that?
I do. If I watch the game from start to finish, they will lose.
You have the power.
If I watch partial games, they're going to win. No extra fees
ever.
What do
you have to do for a tie?
Shut up. At ScoreBig.com, there's no need to go anywhere. ScoreBig.com.
Don't forget to enter the code TMOS. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
A big show today. We welcome in studio our old friend, Mr. Todd Moore on Team Todd. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Todd is the creator of some wonderful apps, White Noise, for anybody that's ever had trouble getting to sleep. We recommend that highly. And you're listening to the music from his latest creation, which I really think is going to be truly amazing. I think it's going to be Angry Birds amazing. I believe that with all my soul because my wife is addicted to compulsive like nobody's business. I mean, addicted to it.
She still plays?
Every waking hour she has, every moment of free time, she is on compulsive. She is on the couch doing it. She is in bed doing it. She's doing it when I'm driving, when she's in the car. It's amazing. And I'm curious what kind of feedback you're getting on compulsive because it's really a terrific app.
It's good. I've gotten a lot of great reviews, and a lot of people do say it's addictive. Mm-hmm. I wish it was doing better in the App Store.
Really?
It's tough. It's
do you
tough.
Know that last Monday I took my family to TGI Fridays because really nothing but the best? And when the
classy.
When the waitress came over to ask how our meals were, literally all four of us were playing compulsive.
Really?
Yeah. We love the game. I broke 200,000 over the weekend.
Oh, congrats.
You
I
did?
Have not yes. done that yet.
Yeah.
Oh, you rat bastard.
Carla's gotten that broken well over 200.
Well, Carla still has the overall high score, does she not?
Not to all of my friends, but she's like definitely like world ranked for sure.
Yeah, wow, she's great.
I don't know how that happens because I look at it and I go, and I get like the 65,000 and it's like great for me to get to 65,000.
Can you track if the scores are higher on phones versus tablets?
No, I can't.
Because I my scores are like twice as high on the tablet, I guess, because of my big finger.
Really? It'll be the size, too, I think. Right? Yeah.
You're seeing I'm working on an update. I hope that'll help out with the smaller screens.
Well, I'll just play with the tablet.
So when you
win.
Perfect.
So when you talk about wanting to see it do better, what do you think this is the key to doing that? Just getting people to spread it by word of mouth or what? Or, you know, how do you get it out there?
I think the best thing to do is add more social features, being able to brag about your score on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's enough of that in the game. So I'm trying to get an update out as quick as
always improving, always innovating.
A great game.
That's TM Soft with Todd Moore.
That's you want me to isolate that for you?
So we're going to get to Todd. Todd wants to talk about something called patent trolling, something that is a very big cause for him and affects people online. The Mike O'Mara Show in no way endorses the comments of Mr. Todd Moore when it comes to his current litigation and his current legal action.
Well handled, Mike.
So we'll get Todd to talk about that, and we'll also talk about Team Todd and Team Meg and your incredible, just a maniacal feud with Officer Meg and what's going on with that. So we'll get to all of that, get to all of you. But I have a lead story. That just jumped off the page at me today, and it concerns our boy Rob.
Oh, good.
And Rob Spiewak, who is very excited because he's going to Paul McCartney tonight.
Yes, very, very excited.
And I had to print out on today's show, I had to print out the Facebook posts because this is hysterical.
Okay.
There are simply two Facebook posts that should sum this whole thing up.
Okay.
There are two from Carrie, and there are two from Rob.
Oh, yeah.
Carrie, his wife.
She's not exactly happy with her present
situation.
First of
all, let me just say, this is the first one. This is the one from Rob, and I'm just using these, not in any particular order.
Yeah.
They're just for purposes of example, and they're both within the last 24
hours. You would
like
the jury to review them.
Right. Okay,
Thank you.
Here's Rob's. I'm so it was only 49 short years ago that the Fab Four played their first U.S. concert right here in D.C., 3rd Street Northeast. Rumor has it, Paul will use the same sound system tonight. Should sound good.
See, it's a joke, because it's a tiny sound system.
Meanwhile, Carrie writes, it's always great to find out that you have something in common with a coworker, except maybe when it's that you both sometimes cry in your car before going to work.
Yeah.
We move on to the next Rob Spiewak post.
Yes, this is like a story in four parts.
Rob's is simply,
I'm so happy.
12 hours. Yeah, because it's almost here.
Now to Carrie's again.
Yeah.
I don't want to sell anything, buy anything, or process anything as a career. I don't want to sell anything bought or processed, or buy anything sold or processed, or process anything sold, bought, or processed, or repair anything sold, bought, or processed. You know, as a career, I don't want to do that.
Love that movie, by the way.
Yeah.
For purpose of example, are you ignoring the fact that your life is, you know,
I'm so happy. Oh, happy
and Carrie's life seems to be
Spiewak.
I mean, you. I was thinking about you today. So
I am not ignoring it. However, there is something that needs to be said.
Okay, go right ahead.
If you can't fix something, and you've tried to fix it,
oh no,
and you can't do anything to do better, distance yourself.
Oh God, you're throwing her away.
No, I'm not.
You went down to the beach with your kids. You had the wonderful 4th of July holiday.
Right.
You come back from the 4th. She worked the entire weekend.
Right.
You come back from the 4th of July holiday,
yes,
and then you are dancing to see your favorite artist, Paul McCartney, with superstar Tony Perkins and your son.
Here's
so
what you
once
don't
again,
know.
What's Carrie going to be doing? Is she going to be working tonight?
Here's what you don't know,
what's
Mike.
What's that?
Is that I may be dancing and excited about Paul McCartney, but not in front of Carrie.
Right.
What I will say when I get home from the show tonight.
It was okay.
It was okay.
Yeah, but
it was rainy.
You're writing it on Facebook. She sees that.
Well,
she's your friend.
See that.
She's your wife.
Yeah, well, don't get crazy.
And your world is, you know, I talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
It's on this show. You know?
Yeah.
For example, Todd came in just a minute ago and was talking about patent trolls.
Yeah.
And talking about how this can affect us as well.
The real world.
He didn't even listen.
No.
He didn't
I
care.
Heard it. What am I going to do to add to it?
You're not going to care.
What if I said, okay.
You're not going to care unless
you
a guy shows
up. Do you know what upset the apple cart?
You know when you're going to care?
What?
You will care when a guy comes to your door with a legal document and says, Rob Spiewak.
And it's a scroll?
Else. And it's a scroll that says, Rob Spiewak, you are hereby summoned to the courthouse.
Yes, but you know what? It would upset the apple cart if when Todd said that, if I said to you like, Jimmy, I don't know, Mike, it looks pretty bad. It's not what I do.
But it's not what you do, but you don't you tell me the truth.
Okay. Hand a gun.
As soon as that starts,
right?
If we were, we didn't have a meaningful discussion about
no.
it. But if we did, would you not disengage? You would tune out and you would not participate.
I would listen, but I would not participate. Because you know what? It's no fun.
You don't have to explain
it's
it.
It's no fun.
You don't have to explain it to me. I know you.
I'll always have KCJJ.
And I will always be an a-hole or something.
You know,
but you know what? We have our jobs on the show.
Right.
Am I not the jester?
Of course.
The jester doesn't want to hear about patent trolls.
I wouldn't change a thing. The thing is...
the jester wants a paycheck, though.
It's true.
I read that those posts today, and I said, you know, your wife sounds like she's in the weeds a little bit. And,
she is.
And you, meanwhile...
I'm working, man. I'm trying.
No, I don't think you are.
Well, okay.
I don't know. I don't live under your roof.
Could you have taken
and
her to the concert?
And I told Carla this morning, I said,
asked her to.
Okay.
Asked her to go.
Oh, see, that's fair then.
Okay.
She could have
gone. You know what she said? She said, sell my ticket. That's what I want.
There you go.
Well, her
she
reaction,
wants money.
She's different than me in every single way.
And I
said, do you want to go see? This is great. Some more tickets have availed themselves. So do you want to go see Paul McCartney? She says, I've seen him twice. I said, so you've seen him. I said, okay. I'll sell them to someone else.
So you are you're dancing to the concert tonight, and does she have anything at all to look forward to this weekend?
We have a wedding tomorrow.
Okay, is she excited about it? Because I know she likes her wedding.
Are you DJing?
I am not DJing the wedding, no. It should be a decent wedding, and afterwards we may actually, this you'll like, we may be going to see Hank Reuter's band.
Oh, okay. So is it a Hank Reuter wedding?
It's not a Hank Reuter wedding.
Okay.
But the reception is close to where Hank's band is playing.
Down in Richmond area?
It's in Chantilly. He's up
okay.
here. So actually,
Hank Reuter has a band?
He does. He plays the bongo. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah.
Man, oh man.
But Carrie and Laura are Facebook friends, and so they worked that out. So we'll be going to see a band. She has something to do this weekend.
I know he does some, Hank's band does some covers, right?
Well, do you know?
Like Be My Baby?
Do you know the band? The Babies?
Yeah. The Babies. Free events. That's what he does,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. That's right.
Where's he playing?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know. It's a place called The Crib.
Somewhere without cover.
No, I mean, there might be a cover. Who knows?
All right, so
and the wedding gift was pricey.
Is she looking?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about Carrie right now. Is she looking
As
forward?
I am, too.
Is she looking forward to the wedding?
She is.
She is looking forward to the wedding?
She's not really Paul McCartney excited about the wedding like I'm Paul McCartney excited about tonight, but a wedding is nice.
And you're looking forward to the wedding?
Yeah.
You're not.
No.
Is it going to be a good party? Look, the bottom line, you and I are
there
the same
a
in that
chance.
Regard. If it's a good, if
there
it's a good
is a
party
chance
wedding, yeah.
that it could be a dry reception.
Oh, why go?
It's the worst. You know what?
Which is why
do that really
which is why we have an event planned for afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah, so, an after party.
Yeah.
For the party.
Do you want to publicize who's getting hitched? Or,
no.
Let's congratulate.
It's a cousin. It's one of my 8 million cousins.
Cousin!
Cousin! friends.
So what are you going to do for your wife? I think you need to do something for your wife.
You should
splurge. To make her very happy. Something maybe Sunday that will make her, that will counterbalance your combination. And I'm not talking about the Paul McCartney.
I know.
Because a great event.
Yes.
You're talking about somebody who's done, you know, the bike trip to Sturgis.
Right.
And the bike trip to Laconia. And Carla's cool about that.
Right.
And I don't always do the same thing I'm telling you to do. But Carla's not on Facebook, you know, laying out the whole thing about, oh my God, I don't want to sell
life's great.
Anything, buy anything, or process anything. Correct
your
me if I'm wrong.
Sucks.
Doesn't she sell, buy, and process at her job?
Retail.
Yes, yeah, so that's what she's really saying.
She wants out.
She wants out of retail?
She wants out.
And Rob's doing everything he can to make sure she can get out.
I don't even know how to respond to that. So, but like I said... If you
caught him
have
by
a
surprise
car,
today. Yeah,
if you have an automobile that doesn't run and you've tried everything to fix it, what do you do? Do you keep trying or sometimes you just take a step back?
Yeah, you let it roll down the hill.
Well, you don't let it roll down a hill because then you don't have the car anymore.
Oh, that's fair.
So in other words, you're walking away from her depression as opposed to trying to help.
Have tried to help.
You've tried to. Is she very depressed?
She's sad.
She's sad?
Aww. She's sad.
Oh, my God. What can we do? Can we do anything to help her?
You guys have great health insurance.
That's it.
Lithium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get the drugs.
You know what? That might be it. Cymbalta might be in her future.
Right.
Cymbalta.
Even out those curves.
Yeah. How about, is she doing anything with Julia? Is she working tonight?
You know, I think they're getting their nails done tonight.
Oh, that's sweet.
They like that.
They do.
They're chicks.
That's 20 minutes of bliss.
That is.
That's terrific.
So great anything, 20 minutes.
Anything more you like? I can always tell when you want to get off a subject.
Yeah. Well, you
uncomfortable
know
ride.
I just hope that Carrie feels better soon. I hope things get better at work.
Oh, is it bad at home?
No, at home is great.
You're fine?
Yeah. Because
sometimes that manifests into an unhappy home.
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, she's unhappy.
I mean,
this is
telling right here. Always great to find out that you have something in common with a coworker, except maybe when it's that you both sometimes cry in your car before going to work.
That's true.
I'm not quite sure I've ever had that happen.
Really?
I've cried.
Not even during this podcast.
I have cried during personal events in my life.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I tell my kids a story that when I was going through my divorce, and right at the beginning stages, I would drop them off at school and... I'd have the tear ducts going the whole
way
home. Absolutely. Had one day, you were working with us. I had one day where I didn't come into work. That's how bad it got personally. But I never had a day, thank God, in my career where I sat outside of the radio station and cried. That's tough. If you've got that kind of vibe going
Carrie
into work.
Carrie hates her job right now because it's a bad time. But also the thing is that she cares about her job. And that's one of the problems.
And she's good at it, right?
She's very good
at it.
Great
at it.
Mm-hmm. The entire corporation puts a lot of weight on her shoulders for an assistant manager.
Right.
And that's really tough on her.
Is there anything you could do? Is your Sunday booked up?
Sunday's wide open.
Sunday's wide open?
I will do something for her.
There you go.
That's second job.
Yeah. That's terrific.
No. She's already busy enough with her first.
Honest question.
That won't help. What's the matter with you?
You'll do something. Do you think it'll work?
No, but I will try. Okay. I will try and report on Monday.
That's true. I look forward to hearing you.
Yeah,
about
I know.
That.
That'll be awesome.
I do. All right. We welcome Todd Moore.
There he is.
Who is in here, ladies and gentlemen. So much to talk to Todd about. I know Todd came in for a specific reason, and I'm going to honor. Todd looks at me like, Todd looks like he doesn't know
so
what's
going
to happen.
What is he going to say?
Don't. No, I'm not. I said two things. I said, I'm going to talk about your patent thing, and I want to hear about that. Not for the whole show, of course. Want to talk about the. The whole Meg, Team Todd, Team Meg thing that's going on.
Which you created, by the way.
I didn't create it.
He might have facilitated it, but it was already there.
Which would you like to talk? Well, let's talk. I see we've got a few minutes here.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this whole patent troll thing. You're involved in a patent troll. You've been very vocal about it. Tell us what does it mean? What is your battle right now?
So the first thing is, what is a patent? And that is an exclusive right given by our government to an organization that they can do to make, use, or sell something. You always hear of, you know...
What is patent pending versus patent?
Well, that means you've applied for, you haven't gotten it
yet.
Okay,
very good.
So I'm a kind of conservative when it comes to patents. I don't think it's good for our society right now, especially with software patents, because it's a $30 billion industry, patent trolling.
Okay, and that's patent trolling is... Getting a patent on something that you haven't necessarily created, am I accurate with that or what?
Well, you may or may not have created.
You have an idea.
Right.
So what happens is a patent troll is a shell company that's set up with one or more patents.
Explain what a shell company. I want you to go to step by step.
They're not making anything. They're not producing. They're not buying anything, selling anything.
Right. They're not making, producing your products.
Right. So, and then what they do is there's usually one person running the show, and they go around and they sue everybody. They send threatening letters, and I received one of these letters 2 years ago. And they say that you need to take a licensing agreement. You're in violation of our patent.
So they file hundreds of thousands of patents.
No. They have one or more patents.
They've bought them one way or another.
Okay.
And now they're going around and telling all these companies, small businesses, large businesses, that they're in violation. They need to take a license agreement.
Would that be, can we make a comparison to what the average person out there might be able to relate to, like a domain name? Is it a similar type of thing where you buy a patent for a product that the product creator has not purchased, mm-hmm. and because you just own the patent, you haven't created anything, you haven't done anything, but because you own that legal document, you mm-hmm. go ahead and sue somebody saying, "Hey, I have proprietary information. I have the license for this company, and you don't, and so I'm going
to
sue you."
But to add to what Mike said, isn't it more of a gray area? Because if you have a patent of something that is a facet of something else, you can.
Try to explain that if you can, because I want to make this real clear.
I'll do it easily. Okay, very good. So basically, the idea of recording live television, right?
There you go.
A guy put a patent down for recording live television
a long time ago, before
you could even do it.
Right.
But he got a patent on it.
Right.
Now, everybody that has a DVR or that's out there that's ever recorded, say you built a machine, maybe your own computer that now can record live television.
Because I had the original patent, you have to pay me a fee.
Yes. The idea is also the fact that you can go back and you could edit a patent to say, oh, iPods record video. I should sue Apple.
Right.
You can go back and edit a patent for the amount of time you have. So you may, and the other weird thing about it is you may just have an idea and never actually create it and get a patent on it, which is mm-hmm. strange.
Right. But it is
and
useful.
And then they can send out millions of like complaints, and if just a couple of them stick.
Because some way your creation, say white noise, applies to this particular patent, and it's a very loose connection.
In that case, it does not, and we'll get to that, but it is useful. Patents are useful. They're supposed to protect the inventor. Let's say I come up with an idea like a better vacuum cleaner, like mm-hmm. Dyson.
Right.
And this happened in this example.
His vacuum sucks.
No, he's got a great idea, but before he doesn't have the money to produce it or manufacture it, so he got a patent, and then he can go and safely talk to manufacturers. They won't steal his idea because he has a patent. Okay. They may try, but he will be protected.
So, originally designed to protect
the
inventors.
Yeah.
And creators from unscrupulous businesses.
Yeah, and until the real problem are these software patents. They mm-hmm. they should have never been allowed. Software is basically logic and mathematics, and you can't patent mathematics, but for whatever reason, it is now allowed. You can patent software. So
if it was mathematics, and forgive me for jumping in, do you think the fact that they allowed patents on this just showed ignorance on behalf of whoever issues patents? That they say that this is something, oh, you thought of this, you can have it, without thinking 8 steps down the road that all this same logic is going to be the same thing.
That is one of the problems. The patent office has approved a lot of vague patents, a lot of vague claims. Yes. And now those claims are being used to just sue everybody.
Against software, against podcasts.
Yeah.
And this directly affects really everybody in this room.
This show,
one way or another.
I hope, never gets sued by personal audio, but they're suing Adam Carolla and How Stuff Works, popular podcast, because they've patented a playlist. If you have a show, and then you go to the next show on the internet, you know, you have a playlist, that's their patent.
Well, luckily for us,
playlist?
We don't have a playlist on our website. That's what we don't.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah.
So you're in the middle of this right now.
But you're on iTunes, and iTunes does.
Yeah.
Okay. So in other words, it's a lot of legalese, and I wanted to make
sure. Well, they sued Apple.
I wanted to make sure that, we have Todd, who is kind of fighting a particular patent troll. And to be fair, we decided we would bring the patent troll in.
We actually have the patent troll.
We have the patent troll in today, so let's can we bring him in?
Yeah, please bring him in. Is he here?
Hello?
Music.
It's here.
Okay.
Hello.
Who are you?
Patent troll.
Now, Todd is giving the impression that you're... What?
Get it. The bit didn't work.
I had so many questions for you.
Okay, note to self. Remember that great music you had? And then no one told me that the music was going to start.
Classical music that started.
Yeah.
Didn't work. See, let me explain. Pony and Rob Spiewak. Rob knows this.
Yeah.
Pony, see, music for a bit When a character comes in, it's got to just come in.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
got,
yeah.
If gotta, it's going to be explode. Used at all like that, yeah. You know, I was waiting for the big yeah. music, and it just didn't
thought work. You were in on it.
Yeah, yeah. You didn't really. No, I wasn't into the second one. You know, and
you want to turn on his mic.
You
got to
turn
well,
off the
please.
Microphone.
Okay, fine.
So it's just it's anyway the patent troll situation. In 2 minutes, in 5 minutes or less, I'll let you explain everything that you're dealing
what
with.
What you go?
That.
What did you go through personally?
So, all of this is on ToddMoore.com. I put out this story that I'm fighting these guys again. It's a little nerve wracking, but it's really damaging this country and this economy because threatening letters get sent out, and I tried to take a Rob Spiewak approach and just ignore it, and everything's
yes.
happy.
How'd that work?
For two years, it was great.
Right.
They filed a lawsuit against me about a month ago, and I'm just so fortunate to be represented. By pubpat.org.
Mm-hmm.
They are representing me pro bono, mm-hmm. and these guys are awesome. They are making a stand. They're the protecting freedom in our patent system. These guys are going up against Monsanto, and they're representing local farmers. They're trying to make a difference, and I'm very fortunate that they've taken on this case, and I don't want to settle. They've offered me a settlement of about $3,000.
So you could give them $3,000 and they'd be off your back.
And just, they would go away. But that
it's a principle.
But that won't stop someone else from coming and suing me.
Right.
So I want this system to change, and so does every other small startup and big startup. It's a huge issue. And instead of hiring employees, they have to hire teams of lawyers. Now, the average cost to defend yourself in patent litigation is $2 million.
Oh, my God.
You know how much it costs to sue me?
How much?
$350.
Wow. And so the fact
that
now
it's on me.
Yeah. And so, and they're saying, well, you know, for $3,000, it goes away. It's a win-win for
them.
They
don't even want to go to court.
No, they just want your $3,000. Yeah.
They don't want to fight me.
So is this a business model they have? Where
it's a $30 billion business model.
Where they're picking up these little $3,000 settlements all along the way, and they kind of make, and maybe more in some cases.
Millions and millions and millions.
Just shaking people down.
Oh, they shake you down. The closest thing to it, and I said this on my blog, and I said it on Tech 411 show 1 and 2, they're the closest thing I can describe them as is the mafia. They knock on your door, they ask for money, and if you don't pay, they don't break your knees now, they break your bank account.
How many do you know how many people they have gotten the $3,000 from, or a go away sum?
If I would not have gotten this lawyer pro bono,
right.
I can't afford $2 million.
Sure.
Are you kidding? I'm going to lose my house, I'd lose my business. So mm-hmm. I'm just very fortunate that someone out there has such a great heart and is a lawyer and is going to help me out on this, but I'm really seeking help from the listeners out there. I want this story to be shared.
Okay.
It's on my blog. The most important thing that I do want to say is this is an interesting case because I'm not really being sued for money. I'm being sued for things that I said on Tech 411.
Okay.
And if you listen to what happened was me and Oscar relaunched.
Right. Yeah.
Show one, we covered the Lodsa story. That's the patent troll that's suing me. Show two, we covered it again. By show three and four, I had a letter saying that I was in violation of patent infringement.
Okay.
Interesting.
Wow.
And he has the cojones, let me mind you, the balls to say that I want to help change the system because he could have walked away.
Yeah, but he could be a little nicer. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to Todd about Team Todd and Team Meg on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of the program brought to you by Personal Capital. I told you about the amazing new application from Personal Capital. Folks, I don't know if you've been paying close attention to the stock market, but if you have, you know that things are going pretty damn well, and you can take advantage of that stock market if you have people to help you. Personal Capital has the people that can help you retire faster. Most folks pay money managers way too much to watch their money. At Personal Capital, their money managers charge much less for the same service and expertise, and because of that, you can keep your hard-earned money and retire faster. I appeal to anybody that might have a little money to invest, and you sit there every day and you watch the guys like Jim Cramer and all the
nuts.
Financial talking heads out there talking about Ben Bernanke and the comments that he makes about the market that caused the market to shoot up. You want to take advantage of that, and you want to be able to see what you have, and you want to be able to see who's managing it and what they are charging for you. It's just one click on one screen, and you can see your net worth and your assets, and more importantly, you can track how you're doing. I think this is an amazing service to
our listeners. Did you not kind of have a revelation this week?
I sure did. All because of Personal Capital.
You kind of wish he never never double-clicked.
Go to personalcapital.com/TMOS for a free trial. Yeah, you might have heard that when I found out what my managers are charging me to manage my money. God knows I need it now. For a free trial, that's personalcapital.com/TMOS. Get control of your money today, know what you have, and retire sooner by clicking the banner ad at MikeOMaraShow.com or going to personalcapital.com/TMOS. So we are back with Todd Moore, the app guru, ladies and gentlemen, creator of White Noise, and also compulsive and running mate, best buddy, best pal of Oscar Santana.
Hey now.
Yeah, between the two of you, who is Batman and who is Robin?
No, I'm definitely on top.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Before we get started with...
And good for you, I guess.
With Team Todd and Team Meg, I just want you to know I only have one goal personally out of this entire thing that's going on. I would love you to refriend Officer Meg. Nothing would make me happier. Nothing would make me sing than if you did that. But with that said, you are your own person, and you have to do what you have to do. Yes, Oscar.
Let's go back in the timeline a little bit. Where did all this start?
This started when Todd was coming on the show just as a pure, frivolous, fun little exercise of looking for love and talking about women that he was interested in. And it didn't, let's be honest, it didn't go entirely beautifully for you.
Not as planned. I thought it was beautiful.
I thought it was entertaining.
But it wasn't as planned.
As a guy, it was highly entertaining, but there was a bit of a backlash with with the women in the audience, and you know, with Officer Meg included. And Officer Meg was very articulate, but at the same time, I believe there was a fascination and almost a simpatico relationship between Todd and Officer Meg.
What I saw, it was like the show Moonlighting. They were always arguing, but there was such a friction and a sexuality.
There's sexual tension.
Yeah, a lot of it.
Yeah, tension. I was sexual. She was tension.
Oh, wow.
Now, see, be nice. Yeah. Be nice.
I am.
One of the things I've told
Officer
Meg. Going to
send you a letter.
Because I am on Team Meg now because, you know, Meg is a pal, and that's the way it goes. Yeah. And she's listening right now with her gun.
Who have you known longer?
What's that?
Who have you known longer?
I have
physically known.
What did I say? I said I am also a friend of Todd Moore's, and nothing has changed on both counts. I am friends with both of these people. Thank you very much.
I would like to say, Mike, as I was getting pulled over yesterday,
oh, really?
I'm Todd, targeted by the police, targeted by the patent company. Everybody has me in their sights.
Right.
This true story. The first thought that popped in my head was not, did I have my registration in the glove box? It was, I should have wrote that app for Meg.
And the greatest. Todd Moore is here. And somehow Oscar and I were in the studio doing some work the other day, and the concept of Team Meg and Team Todd. I think Oscar said, I'm Team Todd. I said, we are writing that down on
didn't
Facebook
you run,
right now.
You ran to your computer.
Oscar had the idea where he just came out. He didn't have the idea. He just said, I'm Team
Todd.
Yeah,
I was up on a ladder.
Right.
And I said,
and I said, don't jump.
No, he goes, I think Todd's really, really hurt by what happened on the show. Did I say, no, he's not.
Right.
I said, I'm Team Todd.
You're Team Todd.
Yes.
I said, hold on to that thought. Let's put it on Facebook. You put it that you're Team Todd, and I'll put that I'm Team Meg, and people exploded.
Ooh. Yeah, they did.
It was incredible, and it all started with... Now, what I remember, though, is that... Meg had come on the show, and she had talked about the fact that she asked you to write an app for her and some charity that she was working with police officers, and you sent back something where, I don't want to be near a computer. And she told the story, and in fairness to Meg, I kind of...
You think? You threw a Tomo grenade at her.
I motivated her to tell the story.
You did.
You pulled that pin.
In all fairness,
motivated.
The first, when I heard it, and then when I was out for a TM Soft happy hour, I started to take it a little personally, I guess.
When the alcohol began flowing?
I might have sent a few messages or posted something online.
You did.
And, you know.
Can I paraphrase the one I remember?
No, it's not necessary.
Wasn't there something about wearing a badge and a uniform?
It doesn't make you a nice person.
Doesn't make you a nice or important person.
I might have said that.
But the thing.
But can I just say, the next day when my head cleared and I listened to the show again.
Right, right.
I saw you throwing grenades at Oscar. He ducked. You threw one over at Rob, and it kind of hit his shoulder, but no one got hurt.
And then
you really threw Meg under the bus, and I felt sorry for her.
You know, I did throw her under the bus, and she did not want to talk about that. She was little put off by the fact that. Well, she was put off by the fact that she wanted to work with you on this.
I've been there. This clown over here has brought personal. text messages, voiced them, and that made me mad, and I'm sure she was upset at
I'm
you,
I'm the
too.
Only classic- clown on your side over here. Just settle down.
But
sorry.
In classic Hot Talk fashion, how it happened is Mike, the story came out, and then Mike paused and said, did you not want to talk about that?
Told like half the story. Guilty as charged. Guilty as charged
just
for doing
trying
that.
To make it entertaining. That's I get all. It.
Late in the day on that particular day of that show, obviously after you heard the show, and maybe mm-hmm. right around that happy hour time, mm-hmm. I get a text from Meg that says to me, OMG, Todd just unfriended me.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
That happened.
And that's when the fun really began. Uh-huh.
You're not messing around.
That's no. when no. the fun really
began. I'll shake it to social yeah. media. That's right. And no then, more pokes.
You know, then it's been a little of this and a little of that. And then Oscar and I put the whole Team Todd, Team Meg thing up there. And then a couple of people write, oh, why don't those two crazy kids just get married? And it's just, it's yeah, been yeah. fun. And, you know, you're both nice people. You're both friends of mine. And I would certainly like to, well, we have to continue this psychotherapy.
I think so. I think yeah. so.
As, I have more to say.
As Rob continues to play his Paul McCartney, how many hours away from the concert?
He starts at 8, so 8.5 hours.
8.5 hours. All right, we're going to take a break. Come back with more with Todd Moore, your fun. And also, my daughter Catherine steals Elizabeth's birthday dinner.
All right.
By showing me she's really growing up. We'll be right back. Welcome back to MikeOmeraShow.com, everybody. We're here with Todd Moore from TM Soft, creator of White Noise, and also the wonderful new game app that's called Compulsive that my wife is addicted to, and a lot of our listeners are as well. This segment of our program is brought to you by our Amazon page. We don't talk about it during the summer, and I'm always guilty of not stressing the fact that if there is number one way that you want to help this show,
yes,
we really, really urge you to go to the Mike O'Mara Show and click on Amazon, because if you do it that way, we get the credit. You will find the toys of summer there in Amazon's great outdoor sales event. Today and every day, you can save money, but most importantly, you can support the show you love. And let me tell you, folks, we are doing it every single day, and yep. we're scratching and clawing, and we're doing everything we can. And I'd like to tell a lot of people that talk to me about all the developments on the show, we're feeding our families here. This
yes,
is our
are.
Living. This is what we do. So every day you hear this, every little bit helps. Back in the day, we had our hand out and we were asking you for donations. As time has gone on, we have fortunately been able to get some wonderful advertisers on the program. But one of the original ways that we figured out to make money on this show was to link to Amazon. And you get those great deals that you can get on Amazon. And it helps our show so much. So please click Amazon at MikeOmeraShow.com, bookmark it, and do your shopping. I'm talking bottled water, regular supplies,
everything.
That you get. You know, the big ticket items
computer
as well.
Computer ink.
You can get everything on Amazon, and it really does help the show. And even if you have a small business and you order business supplies, do that through our page as well.
Helps
you
us out.
Will really, really help us. So we thank you. Back with Todd Moore during the psychotherapy session as we try to figure out exactly what the hell's going on with Meg. So you unfriended Meg.
Yes, I did.
And was it something that you stand by or something that you may have even the tiniest bit regretted.
And furthermore, what was your blood alcohol content when you hit that button?
Well, I wasn't
do you think
driving.
It was at the, do you think it was at the happy hour that you unfriended her?
It was
it preceded by an announcement?
It might have been.
I know. When I see the TM right. Soft happy hour, I imagine it's you and Oscar and girl.
Can I just say?
You know what you're doing right now? Can I tell you something?
Uh-huh.
You're coming in here today. And you know you were concerned about that one show you did when you were trying to be funny,
Dream
and,
Girl, yeah,
and the dream thing didn't work out. What you're doing today, you're hitting some home runs today.
Oh, thank
you're
you.
You're being straight ahead. You're being honest. You got your little thing about the patent troll, and you're being reasonable. And I didn't know whether that was going to be the case. So
or really, if that's even possible.
And that's your buddy over there. Yeah. That's your buddy
with friends like that.
Yeah.
Let me paint.
And I have to say, with that said, I am a huge Meg fan.
Sure.
I think she is. I think she.
What are you doing?
Now stop that, Oscar. Yeah.
What?
But you know, I think she is one of the most kind, honest people, and the similarity you two kids have is it's on your sleeve, and you guys are there is a filter issue with both of
right.
you.
Yeah.
If it's on your mind, it's out
just
there.
Say it.
And what's that?
They're just gonna say it.
It's great, and that's one of the things
and
I love about
what?
Both of them.
Mike, I'm actually really happy that came out on the air. Initially, I was not.
Okay,
but I'm glad it did because I didn't really think I offended her in any way, and I thought I wrote her a nice message. But I would just say, like, to Meg now that I've had a time to think about it.
Yes.
I really think her timing was off for asking for a favor. She had just interrogated me. Mm-hmm. And then 2 hours later, she asked for a favor.
But you know, Todd.
She treated you like a perp.
But Charity.
You were a perp to her.
Charity knows no schedule.
Okay, I get that. Yeah, and I work with a lot of nonprofits. And that's awesome. Make and a lot of donations.
And incidentally, and that's the number one point here. If we were talking about her doing something that was going to feather her own nest, this is a person that is a whirling dervish that when she is not out there serving the public as one of the first responders, and I'm being serious here, she is somebody that dedicates an amazing amount of her time to other people. This is another thing where she wanted you to help out for other officers. So if you were
still had sweat beating on my forehead from that interrogation.
You're talking about when you were on the show with her.
She that's asked hysterical. Me the same
she's
day.
Hysterical. Yeah, she's intimidating.
You know, and the thing is, perhaps here I think I see two misunderstandings here. I see the first misunderstanding that I don't know whether you're even aware of it, but I think both of you, when you came on the first time, you said this whole presentation about what you were looking for in a woman was kind of in jest and fun.
Right.
And there was a misunderstanding. A lot of people, women in particular in the audience, probably didn't interpret it that way. And then when Meg came on to bust your chops, Meg was just doing it in a lighthearted way to have fun with you. Yeah. And I think maybe you thought she was really, really intense about it and really serious. And I don't think she was. Those two...
Yeah.
Misinterpretations you know, you created this whole deal.
You could build an entire continent of unhappiness based on those.
What you guys should do is get together, maybe go out for lunch at Fa King, and then enjoy each other's company.
Remember,
you know?
That was the bonus show contest.
You know, somebody sent me one of those things for the for the Fa restaurant, and it's just Fa. And then a picture of a bowl with a crown and a little like a character, a little round character.
To fully understand this, you must listen to the bonus show.
I believe there may be. I know Oscar. We've been talking about the T-shirt tobaccos we have here, but that could be one.
That would be a good one.
Also, perhaps Team Meg and Team Todd T-shirts.
Yeah, I would like that. You
know, we got to pay some invoices first.
Yeah, that's true. Got to get those taken care of.
Let's let the dust settle.
Thank you. we appreciate that. So. The long and short of this is I think really that the two of you together, because you are both, believe it or not, very similar people. You are similar in ways that you don't even know. And I think that no filterness, that honest. Yeah.
They both crave justice.
But also, really, also, Todd.
We do.
And it speaks to your patent troll thing. You have. There's a.
She's in law enforcement. I get in trouble. But it's perfect.
But you. You are. You have. She has guts. You have guts. She's up for a fight. You're up for a fight.
She has tattoos. You know. I don't. I see what you're saying.
I don't know. I think that there's something there. I just want, you know, here's a situation where I just want to be a peacemaker.
You want things to
and
work.
And meanwhile,
out.
Todd keeps throwing matches at the gas station.
No, I do.
Yeah, you do.
What did I say?
The tattoo comment.
She's the one that said that on the show.
She doesn't
date people without tattoos.
Doesn't matter.
Why doesn't it matter?
Because you're causing trouble.
He has a bone to pick with Rob as well.
Does he really?
Yeah, that he asked me
I think we've covered. I think we've covered the Megan Todd situation. Let's move on. And you know, my only goal—I was sitting here to make sure that you know Meg was portrayed in a fair way, and
I believe she was.
Yeah. And you know, I just want to get another ride along out of the deal. That's the way.
I'd like one too.
Absolutely. Okay. So what's the issue with Oscar? I'll ask you. What's the issue with Rob?
You can't tell me anything, Todd. Just say it.
Say what?
Just say it. Say what you asked me yesterday.
Rob's gonna have the kick me sign on his back after Rob already
talked about a lot.
Rob already had his uncomfortable moment of the show.
I'm not going to say it.
You're talking about...
If you're not comfortable talking about it, it's okay.
The date?
Yeah.
The date?
Oh, the date.
Oh, the date. That was kind of the small grenade that bounced off your shoulder, I guess.
Just the tiny guy?
I'm sitting over here being quiet.
Put your head up, Oscar. Oscar's tucking himself away.
Rob, Todd, Oscar.
I just want to make sure that, you know, I didn't know if you had any questions or concerns.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
There is a certain.
It just
individual.
Seemed like you had something to say. Okay, kind of held back.
We're speaking in code, and we have to stop because we have listeners. I'm going to say that there is a certain listener who we have commented on in the past, who's a very attractive woman that has been socially active with the Spiewak family that Todd is now socializing with. And I guess your perception is that perhaps Mr. Spiewak has just a tiny little ping of jealousy when it comes to the relationship. Would that be accurate, Todd?
I would say no more jealousy than anyone else in this room.
Oh, bull ass. You blew it with that one, pal, because absolutely not. No way, no how. No way. So is that what your theory was a little bit with Mr. Spiewak over
here? Yeah, I think he actually mentioned something about a sleepover or something like that.
Yeah. Well, I never said a sleepover.
No, yes, you did.
Did I?
Yes, you did.
How did he mention sleepover? Refresh my memory.
He said, he goes, I heard you had some sort of sleepover. A sleepover might have been involved. That's what Rob said.
Don't believe I said that.
Yes.
Don't believe
check
I said
tape,
that.
Check the tape, baby. Check the tape.
Be my guest. But either way,
let me tell
friends
you,
are the best thing to have.
Let me tell you what it's like to go on a date with.
Okay.
No names, no lies.
It's basically
we can edit that out after the show.
Why would we? It's basically a 2-hour audio vault all about Rob Spiewak. Oh, that's what it is.
Really?
We talked about how great you are, how
nice
funny
you.
You are, how much of a great father you are.
And
I'm being 100% honest.
Yeah.
That was the entire dinner.
Wow.
Was talking about
now
you.
Now I truly am blushing.
Could you imagine going
can
on?
Can I just throw this in? Just give me a second here. During that whole conversation, even though I have not had nearly the the same amount of communication with this woman, was my name ever brought up during the discussion?
No.
Thank you. Congratulations, there, Skippy. Really happy for you. I guess that 3-year full court press has really worked out for you.
And just to conclude this little chapter, I want you to know that there may have been a sleepover. We may have been overserved that night.
Understood.
So, and I'm definitely against drinking and driving, so I personally confiscated her keys.
Safety first, baby.
And you could interpret this. I might have saved a life that night.
Thank you. Good man.
Listen to that, Meg. Listen to that.
Nothing happened.
Well, for that, I'm sorry.
Does that make you? No, you're not, though, are you?
Yeah, you know.
You're not at all. No, you're not. You're really happy.
You know.
Look how happy he is.
Would you endorse?
He's blushing.
Will you? Let me just ask this. I have to, since it's on the table now. Yeah. Will you see this individual socially again? Sometime?
I got to tell you, man. When worlds collide, it makes it difficult.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I don't know.
He's so honest. Okay.
It's tough.
Sorry,
man. Nobody likes their personal life voiced on this show.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. I didn't mind the fact that she talked all about me. I thought that was kind of nice.
Can you imagine going on a date and the woman's talking about your friend the entire time?
I have had that happen before.
Really?
Yeah, I've had that happen. Yeah, when I was between relationships at one point, I was dating a woman who spoke about another person all the time.
Oh,
and I said, you go for it.
Yeah.
Have fun.
You date that other person.
Wow.
And she did.
Do that.
And they are.
Oh, really?
Nice. So anyway, yeah. So that's the way that went. I'll tell you some other time.
I'd like that.
Right? It's a long story. It's kind of boring.
Is that why Carrie's so sad these days?
That's it. Yes. Although that does free Todd up.
I don't want to sell anything. Yeah.
I won't be home tonight. Todd.
Buy anything or process anything as a career. I don't want to sell anything, bought or processed, or buy anything, sold or processed, or process anything, sold, bought or processed, or repair anything sold, bought or processed, you know, as a career. I don't want to do that.
I just want to kickbox.
That's fine. That's fine. It'd be good. Which Cusack movie is that from?
I forget.
Yeah.
Say Anything? Is it Say Anything?
It's Say Anything.
Okay.
Say Anything.
Well, so is there I'd love to see what would be a great weekend for me is I would just love you to reach out and just I don't even haven't asked Meg's permission about this.
Yeah.
I would love you to refriend her. Just because you guys have great dynamics.
And it's
but you know what?
If that's what you want.
And just to make
well,
me
you're
happy,
setting
I will
him
do
up because
you. Then
what?
I will do you a favor in the future.
But you know
you've
what?
Already done me a favor.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
You.
All right.
This would be really ugly if he sent the friend request and it was disregarded.
Oh, I will
well,
I will,
then that's
because this is a two part.
No.
This is a two parter.
I will you know what? Let me do that night. Let me just say.
Just
text I'm gonna text Meg right now and say, will you if Todd asks, will you refrain?
In the case of
this could go horribly wrong.
Let's just get it out of the way.
What if what if she's mad at Todd?
I don't think she is. I really don't think. I think this whole thing has an
he did
aura of lightness
her.
Around it. Yeah. Okay. If Todd asks, will you refrain? Talk amongst yourselves. I can't type.
No, I love watching you.
Yeah,
text.
I love you saying and texting.
What if she unfriends you, Mike, for asking that?
I don't think she will.
No, hold on.
Well, in your gut, Todd, do you think she will refriend you? What do you think?
I have no idea.
Oh, you know what? She might be in court, though. So,
nah, you know,
I read that. I read that on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, she's being sued by a patent troll.
Yeah. I hope not.
Horrible stuff.
I'm not sure. We'll wait. It's been delivered.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
I'll see if there's the quick response. We'll see what happens with that. I want to talk, if I may, about last night and my wonderful 16th birthday dinner with my little angel, Elizabeth. And you know how much I talk about it all the time.
She's your favorite.
I love my kids. No, she is not my. Do not do that, you Bolivian scab picker.
Favorite for a couple weeks, anyway.
No, the fact is I love both of them the same, and it was kind of cool because last night Catherine turned down a date to come to Elizabeth's birthday dinner.
Oh, that's nice.
That makes Daddy happy.
That's cool.
That makes Daddy really happy. But this recent spring trip that Catherine had, her little senior class trip to Europa, has...
That means Europe.
I think that... when you realize once and for all that your little angels are growing up, it's kind of a shock. And when last we checked, it was Catherine talking about the you know, the alcohol that was served over in Europe.
Any kid gets excited about that because they're not used to that.
This is true. And but it's still my daughter, Oscar. Yeah. So you know, I feel that certain way. And you know, she was talking about the fact that they drank Guinness when they got to Ireland, and then on the way back on the European carrier that they were flying
on, they served
gin and tonic. And so one of the first things I said to Catherine last night at dinner, I said, "Was it really gin and tonic that you were drinking?" She said, "Yeah, Dad. Did you talk about the fact that he poured like almost the whole bottle into the glass?" I'm like, "Catherine, he didn't pour the whole bottle into the..." Oh, it started because Dad ordered a glass of wine with with his nice French meal that Elizabeth wanted at a nice French restaurant.
Do you care to mention it?
Yeah, it's down at Bistro Hermitage down in Woodbridge.
Okay, very nice.
Now, no, you don't think Woodbridge and French restaurants?
No, Mike, it's pronounced...
It's the way I roll.
It's pronounced Woodbridge.
And they have French music playing in the background the whole time. Wow. No, so... Yeah. Anyway.
Right next to the Occoquan.
So I get that, and Catherine looks over at me and says, "What kind of wine is that?"
Oh, no.
And I'm like, "Oh, are we curious now?"
All of a sudden, she's an expert.
Yeah, are we curious?
Is there a farm in that?
So the question I asked, I said, was, "Oh, no." Meg has responded.
Oh, that's not an oh, no.
Oh, no.
That's never oh, no. That's hello.
Oh, no.
What did she say?
She wants an apology.
What?
Oh, no. No, you behave yourself, Oscar Santana. You behave
Beware, Oscar's going to the whiteboard. Oh, no!
No! No! Put that down! Put that down! That is terrible. Yeah. That is terrible. Yeah. No. You don't get your misogynistic tendencies.
Yeah, that's an ugly, ugly thing.
Didn't you come out and say that you didn't really mean what you had said about her? Oh, the whole thing.
She needs to listen to the show before she decides.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
You've done enough, Todd.
All right.
Thank you. That's my lawyer speaking.
That's right. Yeah. Is he also pro bono?
Objection. He is. You may recuse yourself.
Let me see. Let me ask if she's listening to the show. I hate doing the show like
no,
this.
No, I think this is fine.
All right.
That's great for
and
everybody.
You know, in a way, I think Todd may have already apologized.
Yeah, I think he has.
Haven't you? Sort of?
Yeah.
I leave that to the chat
tell
room.
Her, okay. Tell her.
Good luck with that.
Tell her she needs to get over herself.
Now stop it. You're ruining this.
What am I ruining?
I'm trying to be a peacemaker. You know, ultimately at heart, I am a true peacemaker.
Yeah, and a lover. Not a fighter.
And a squirrel.
Thank you very I'm not a... Because I'm a squirrel, because I like cops.
Yeah.
No, she's a buddy.
I love
like
cops,
he,
too.
Like he's
off
your,
of the jerky. My What's friend.
It? All right, so Cash,
my friend.
This is, I'm not going to be able to do a show like going between texts. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, no, tell her you're doing a show. Stop texting you.
I feel that. I feel there has been an air of apology already spread throughout the room. Yeah. That's what I feel.
I am inclined to agree with that.
And I
might,
think if you were
I might stand by that verdict.
If you float that friend been, request out, I right. think once she hears the show, you're going to have one more, buddy. You're going to have one more
let's,
in the fold.
Let's see what happens. Yeah. So anyway, so Catherine's kind of curious about that. And then I went back and I said, well, just out of curiosity, how many nights did you drink on your spring trip? And she said,
no.
Every night. So, and she said, Dad. Not a lot. I'm like, oh, my God, you're starting to sound like an adult that has a drinking problem.
Exactly. Like looking in a mirror.
Right. And then somehow...
Did she say dad, that three-syllable dad that you get sometimes?
No, it was a funny, you know, because I react. And listen, when I'm at a dinner table and I've got my 18-year-old daughter, my 16-year-old daughter, and my 21-year younger wife who's out to here pregnant, and they're all looking at me like I'm king doof idiot.
Right.
You know, it's king like, oh, there he goes. He's getting all uptight again.
But that's been your position. You've played that position for years.
Yes, I have, and I'm comfortable with it. She's responding. Hold on just a second.
Okay.
And then I will tell you, after the whole drinking discussion, Catherine, I asked her if she learned anything while she was on her European trip.
Oh, no.
And you will not believe the response that I got.
Okay.
All right, let me see. Are you listening? She says, nope, I was at court and now at the academy. So... That's cool. We'll let it lie.
Cool.
Okay, we'll let it lie. No problem at all.
Say hi to Tackleberry for us.
So,
and the guy that makes the noises.
Yeah. Jonesy.
Yeah. Will you be sending her a friend request?
I will.
That's
Mike wanted me to.
Cool, very
Hello,
cool.
Hello, Officer Meg. Welcome back to the Academy. Whoever that
George Gaines.
George Gaines. That actor.
Yeah. He was a Punky Brewster's dad.
I'm so glad to have you back at the Academy. Why was he in that movie?
That is really a great pull, Mike.
So I said to her, anything you learned while you were overseas? And she said, well, not really. Oh, I did learn one thing. And she starts to smirk. And I said, what is that one thing you learned? She said, I learned that there's a certain term we use in the United States that probably got its origins in England. And I said, what is that word? And she said, the F word. And I said, and apparently it's a word that originated, and I could be totally wrong, and she could be wrong,
right,
in England, and that it was basically, the term is every royal community that was under a particular king. Mm-hmm. In the olden days, if you were going to procreate,
right,
you had to have permission of the king. Mm-hmm. And if there was going to be a baby born, you had to ask permission. And I have no idea whether this is true or not, and that there would be on the door, it would be fornication under consent of the king.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Because I don't know whether it's true, but that's the one thing she said she took away from her little trip.
Wow.
I looked it up online.
And does it make sense?
It's online. I wikied it, you know, so who knows?
Whatever
it might
happened
be true.
To the old Van Halen for unlawful carnal knowledge?
That's, you know what, they all could be made up.
I think they might be.
But, yeah, but let's just say that's what she brought back from the
money
fabulous
well spent,
senior
Mike.
Trip.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rob.
Yeah.
She's a history buff.
Absolutely.
Use a different word.
You know, I didn't think we'd get through all that business. We did that rather nicely. Do you have an entertainment report for us?
No.
Do you really not?
I really don't. I have to be honest with you.
What?
I can't lie to you. I totally
really?
Forgot that I do it on Fridays.
Okay, well, we'll take a little break and we'll come back with
I'm
Oscar
so
Santana.
Sorry. I'm shocked.
Wow.
We can talk about patent trolls.
All right, we'll take a break. All right. Thanks a lot, everybody. We'll be right back.
I feel horrible.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of the program
horrible.
Is brought
yes.
to you by... wait till the day's over for him. our show is brought to you by Encore Insurance Services, LLC. The people who bring you this show every weeknight on 102.9 WTNT. For a free life insurance quote, visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. They will do all the work for you. Encore will compare rates to help you save. License and disclaimer info at smartterm.com. Be sure to thank them for sponsoring TMOS. Encore Insurance Services at smartterm.com. I wanted to get to this because this is really, really interesting. I would like to discuss fast food and the beach. I know, Rob, you have just gotten back from the beach and everybody goes to the beach.
My beach environment doesn't involve a lot of fast food because it's really like away from civilization. But
right.
Well, I love when you go to like the beach where there's the boardwalk and the stands and all that stuff.
Exactly. You can take a guess as to whether each of these by-the-beach staples are over or under 400 calories. Todd, you can play along with this one if you'd like to.
Cool.
First of all, French fries. Well, you know, everybody loves the boardwalk.
Under 400 or over?
Got to be.
This is the under-over. Over 400 or under 400?
Based on portion size, of course, but when you go to Thrasher's and you get a quart of French fries, it's got to be over.
A 7-ounce serving of fresh-cut French fries sets you back 607 calories.
And bad fat, right?
And 32 grams of fat.
Yeah, okay.
That doesn't seem as bad as I thought it would be.
It doesn't either.
Yeah, right?
Well, now, you know, if you've noticed when you go into McDonald's now and you drive through the situation at McDonald's and they say, this costs this. Carla's little Weight Watchers thing is one of their regular-sized ice cream cones. That's her super treat. That's
right.
The big, and it's so many points,
it's
like 3 points.
Point-friendly,
right? Friendly thing, and then now they put up the calories on it, and you know, it's interesting when you see that.
And you know where else you're seeing a lot of the on sodas? You see it very clearly on cans of Coke and stuff that they put that on there too.
This is one that surprised me: cotton candy.
Oh, Jesus. Ooh. That seems like it's just air.
Yeah, I would say because it's spun sugar, and very little sugar that volume.
Under a one-ounce serving of cotton candy, the amount you will typically find on a cone, on that paper cone, has 105 calories and 26 grams of sugar.
I'm sorry. This just proves that calories do not matter, and I truly believe that carbs are more important. Cotton candy is going to have a ton of carbs. A bag of sugar is going to have a ton of carbs. But
a lot of nutrition.
Calories.
I think it has a lot of vitamins and protein. But only, Mike, if you eat the cone.
I know. This is just, I'm gonna speak completely from personal experience. Everybody knows I'm a fat guy. Everybody knows I've lost, I've gained, I've lost, I've gained. This is what I think about the entire, I base this on how my body feels. And I've talked for years and years to friends of mine. I said, these are two things that I put in my body that wreck me for a day. It's a breakfast food. Both of them are breakfast
food. I know
food.
One of them.
One of them is pancakes.
Yes.
If I eat pancakes for breakfast,
yep.
I'm done. Now, I love it. I love the taste. Who doesn't like a nice
with syrup?
Sugar with syrup, of course.
Sure.
Who doesn't feel? I literally, I'm gone. I'm gone. Physically, energy-wise, I'm deceased for the whole day.
The reason why calories is not a good measurement is because of what a calorie is, and that is how much energy the food gives off if it's incinerated.
A heat-producing unit. Yeah.
Our stomachs are not incinerators, you know? That's
maybe not how they work.
And that's why I disagree with calories.
The other thing that I would talk about would be like a donut. I think a donut makes me feel the exact same way.
A donut make you feel wonderful for just a moment?
No. Yeah. Actually, the sugar combination with that doesn't. A carbohydrate like, say, I'll give you an example. The pho that I've been talking about.
Yeah.
Pho is a soup that has protein, but it also has a ton of those rice noodles, which is a carbohydrate, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a pasta, but it's the same thing.
Yeah.
I get a tremendous, like, positive rush out of the non-sugary carbohydrate,
right.
Followed by, though, the inevitable crash.
You get a crash?
I will talk about the fact that, hey, man, I feel so good after that. Like, an hour later, I still have that kind of, it's still relatively healthy food. But if you combine the carb.
But nothing compared to the donut crash that we had on the way back from South Carolina.
The carb combined with the sugar for me, and I'm not talking about weight gain or weight loss. I am talking about physically the way it makes you feel. It is a stone cold lock. Another example of carbs and protein would be a fried food item.
Yeah.
That ultimately is going to make you feel like crap. I guess my point that I'm trying to make, and I don't know whether you agree with it or not, if you have a particular food stuff that just makes you at some point feel like crap, it's probably not a good thing to eat.
That's your body telling you not to eat it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
steak weighs you down sometimes.
Exactly. But a steak goes out and I'm glad you brought that up because the steak, you go out, you have, say, a really, really big steak and you might have that, oh my God, I feel. But I don't think that has that lingering effect.
But also, you know what? Then you're talking portion. If you eat a smaller steak, you're not going to kill yourself.
Right.
But if you eat the old 96er, you're going to feel sick.
Isn't it? Don't you feel like even when you get a steak, you know going in that this is going to weigh you down when you're done? Like you already psychologically, you already know this is going to get
you. It depends on the steak. If it's a 6-ounce filet, you'll be fine.
I will give you the example of the 4th of July, the hot dogs, those great hot dogs.
Jot dogs.
Yeah. There is just so much salt and so much crap in those hot dogs that you just, I mean, that carried over for me to the next day. And then the next day after that, and the next day after that, because I had them 3 days in a row.
And it is now July 12th, and Mike still feels the hot dog.
I would be honest, there was one particular day on the 4th of July weekend, house all to myself, about 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning, nobody up, it had a night before, and I went downstairs, I'm like, okay, it's breakfast time. Well, look at Jimmy's hot dog sitting in the refrigerator.
Oh, my God.
And yes, I did. Yes, I did.
I'd rather have it in the morning, then.
I am guilty, yes.
I'll tell you what, a hot dog is...
But I tell you, that set me for the whole day. What do you want to do? What's on TV? Yeah. What's on TV?
I'll do anything for food.
It was
Mike could not declare independence from his toilet.
Number three, as far as the beach foods are concerned, the under, but just barely, a corn dog.
Oh.
I am stunned that this is under 400.
Is it really?
Eat one on-the-stick corn dog, and you are consuming 380 calories.
Ugh, I hate a corn dog.
But here it is with a hot dog. Are you ready for the sodium count?
Oh, my God.
This is amazing. 730 milligrams.
A regular hot dog?
That's a regular hot dog.
Isn't that one hot dog? Jesus. And who eats just one hot dog? That's almost a day's worth, isn't it?
It's crazy. Yeah. Saltwater taffy. I've never been a fan. Are you a fan of saltwater taffy?
Not really. I'll eat it if it's there.
I always felt like it was dirty candy.
I felt like it's lousy candy.
Is that wrong
By
to
the
say?
Way, dirty candy playing this weekend at Gabe's.
Dirty Candy is at Camelot, I think.
Oh, my God.
She was. Yeah. Until the bust.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh.
And she always slowed the whole order of girls. If they had four girls on, it always doubled the time because they all have to spray the pole.
Didn't tell you I went to the new place in Glover Park.
Thank you, Josh.
Mike, I went to JP's in Glover Park.
The old strip joint.
It just reopened.
Wow. Really? And that's the one across the street from Good Guys.
Yes.
Is he having a hard time running it and being on the Sports Junkies?
I got that.
Hello.
How would you rate the quality of the new gym?
I was disappointed.
Oh, really?
Wow. It's a beautiful place.
Out of the chute, though?
Beautiful. No, disappointed with the talent.
Yeah, I mean, and
they should truck in the best stuff at the beginning.
If they're reopening.
4th of July weekend, I went there.
If they are reopening, they should be up in the ante a little
bit.
Yeah.
Owned by the same people.
It's weird. I hung out with you 4th of July, and I don't remember that. Hey,
yeah, I sent you home in a car.
Oh, that's right.
I'm really, really happy that the same owners are running it.
That's true. And you know what, Mike? I believe we finally did get our entertainment report. Is that JP's no good?
Would the bouncer like me to leave? Okay, no problem.
Yeah, I'm open to suggestions.
Number five, funnel cake.
Oh, got to be over.
It depends.
If you
eat the recommended serving size, 1/3 of an 8.5-inch... Well, the recommended
Who's going to eat that?
What the... Come on. Isn't it one for one? This is where these lists are put together by the praying mantises.
Yeah,
okay?
You're right.
Eat the regular serving size. I'm going to have a funnel cake, but get that plastic knife and cut a point of it, okay?
See what you got.
You know who you're talking to?
I'll do anything for food.
All right, funnel cakes. You get the full funnel cake with extra powdered sugar on it.
And maybe strawberries and soft serve ice cream.
Do you ever see the serving size of ice cream? I mean, it's like there's a comedian right in there.
Oh, I know. Yeah,
if you go for the whole thing, right? And let's face it, who doesn't? You'll consume, here it is, 780 calories and 36 grams of fat. Seems to be the same as the French fries.
Not as bad, again, with the powdered sugar.
Yeah, powdered sugar.
It's completely fried.
Keep in mind, this doesn't account for any powdered sugar.
Oh.
So,
you got to have it.
The extra toppings and the powdered sugar are not included in the 780 calories.
Get over 1,000 easy.
Here we go, fudge. Milk, lemonade.
Around the corner.
Fudge is made.
Oh, fudge.
It depends here, too. Go for a small piece. I'm not a fudge person. I do not like fudge.
Really? Not even at the holidays?
Don't care for fudge.
Mike,
at
the
like
holidays when grandma makes her fudge.
It's a brick of chocolate, right?
It's a brick of some gooey stuff.
It's chocolate candy.
You know, if you give me a regular...
It's called a Hershey's bar.
If you give me a... No, it's not like a Hershey bar. No.
Hershey's bar.
He's not from here.
I know. God, don't I know it.
Go for a small piece, about an ounce, which might be rich enough, and you'll clock in at around 105 calories. If you eat the whole chunk in one sitting, though, you're looking at 420 calories and 57 grams of sugar.
But you get a lot of protein, Mike, from the nuts.
It's nasty. And the last one, frozen custard.
Over.
Over.
Under.
What?
A half cup serving of chocolate has 140 calories. That is the same amount of vanilla, 130 calories for vanilla. And if your server is a little or heavy-handed, you can still consume less than 400 calories, given you don't go too nuts with toppings. So that's a regular frozen custard.
A half cup, I spill more than that.
There is a reason why Carla gets that as her, because there's not the same amount of calories.
That's all it has?
There it is. That's the entertainment report for today, everybody. You are welcome, Oscar Santana.
My bad.
We will take a break and come back with the audio vault and Rob Spear. Did you do an audio vault today?
Mike, I feel really bad.
Okay, we'll take a break. Come right back. You know, welcome back to the Mike O'Meara. You know, I swear to God,
yes,
I'm not doing it anymore. Every single Friday, I wake up in the morning and I wonder whether I should text you. And because I haven't, because you've had it here every single week, but I always think about that.
I would have totally appreciated that text.
How nice of you.
I'm so sorry.
Well, you know,
I'm seriously embarrassed right now.
I'm fine. You know, you work your ass off here, and everybody should be aware of that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. This segment of the program brought to you by RC Kitchens. Your kitchen may be the most important room in your home. Now you can have hand-built all-wood top-quality cabinets for about the same price as the mass-produced brands. Contact Rory Callahan at RC Kitchens to get Mercedes quality at Prius prices. Estimates from RC Kitchens are guaranteed accurate, and that is terrific. because the timetable is as well. One of the most frustrating experiences you have with a contractor is when they say, yeah, we'll get to it in 2 to 3 weeks.
Oh, that's the worst.
It ends up being 8 weeks. They don't do that because they give you honest and realistic estimates from RC Kitchens, and that is valuable. They can do a lot in one day. Storage for books and toys, home offices, even built-ins for your TV, entryway storage, and if you happen to be playing out in the yard after a heavy rainstorm, they will even take care of...
your mudroom. That's where I keep my entertainment report.
From a DC to Delmarva. There he is.
The one effing thing.
Yeah, just 1/4 of the show, that's all.
Delmarva. From DC to Delmarva, RC Kitchens takes the frustration out of remodeling. I wake up on Friday morning and I'm so happy because
you were
talking
about it before the show when we were waiting for him to be here.
Even outside the DC area, RC Kitchens might still be able to help you. You wouldn't respect us if you didn't bust your balls.
Keep it going.
Do what more and more listeners do. Contact Rory Callahan and his crew today, 301-537-3515 or at rckitchens.com. Let's open it up for today, July 12th, 2013. Take it away, Rob.
Thank you for opening the thing. You know, you just talked about beach foods. You know when a lot of people go to the beach? They go to the beach, you know, early in the season.
Yes. Spring break forever.
Now, in the movie, does he say it without music behind him? Because I could only find it in the trailer.
There's a lot of James Franco in the movie when he's talking about it. The movie is basically one giant music video.
Spring Breakers, right?
It's a music video. But the performance by James Franco as the thug guy that's the drug dealer is spot on.
He's a rap singer.
It's really terrific. And there are a lot of times when they're just showing the music video and you hear him just going, Spring Break.
Spring break forever.
I was really impressed with your impression after seeing what you were doing.
And a lot of nipples. If you like boobs, watch this movie over
the
weekend.
Any of the stars?
You got, I think Vanessa Hudgens maybe shows the boobs.
Nice.
I don't know which one.
Well, she showed everyone else with her...
She had a picture, right?
Yeah.
She had a sext.
There are four of those women that are in it, and there's a lot of nudity. And I was told they dropped them all down. Did we have that on the show yesterday? They dropped them right into spring break parties. They'd actually shoot at some spring break parties.
That's cool. We didn't mention that.
Yeah.
Let's go Dateline, Guntersville, Alabama. I know you used to have a house there. I don't know if you ever lived there.
Absolutely. I enjoyed Guntersville.
Guntersville, there was a post office evacuation. They actually called in the hazmat team.
Yes.
I want you to know everybody's safe. And there's two levels to this story. I like the story itself, but I really like the reporter.
Okay.
Let's go to our string reporter down in Alabama, Mike.
Postal officials haven't said exactly where it was headed, but do say it was to someone in the, well, let's say the entertainment industry. Now, postal officials basically say that that liquid that has caused the post office to be evacuated yesterday, they've now identified it as KY Jelly Intense Arousal Gel. Spokesman Tony Robinson says it contained ingredients used to intensify sensation. Now, the post office was evacuated around 9 a.m. Tuesday, and hazmat teams were called in to deal with the substance.
Hold on a second.
Is that a news anchor?
Yes.
Is that what news anchors
in Alabama?
I mean, I know it's Alabama, but they had to go around the thing here. My God.
And so what happened? They called in a hazmat team because a box was oozing at the post office.
Yeah, take a look at this. I think it's that love jelly, Buford.
It was a KY jelly, which I imagine was coming from Kentucky, because I think that's why they call it KY jelly.
Mm-hmm.
Good news, Mike, while we're in this sort of frame of mind, Honey Boo Boo is coming back for another season.
Yeah.
And, did you realize, I was shocked, it shocks me, that Honey Boo Boo's family would be wrestling fans?
Oh, what a shocker that
is. Yeah, I'm very, very shocked.
Terrific.
And they released a preview clip in which Honey Boo Boo herself releases her favorite wrestling move that she would use, which is called the fart cup.
Oh, okay. Where she sits on somebody's face?
No, she actually cups the fart and throws it. Oh. And then her dad, Sugar Bear, actually demonstrates. Let's go to the clip.
But, hey, you tell me your favorite move.
Y'all can use it in the match.
Hey, let's hear your favorite move.
I can't. It's hard without the subtitles.
It is.
But, hey, you tell me your favorite move.
Y'all can use it in the match. To knock out people.
So what's the move?
My favorite wrestling move would be the couple fart. You fart in your head and throw it at your enemy's face.
We need a demonstration.
Come on, I'm here.
Don't you love the hillbilly music when they all run? I think it's classic television.
I can't
television.
Get behind that show.
I was there for like 2 weeks, and then I just fell off.
I get a... Here's where, you know...
Like my entertainment report.
Now, don't feel bad.
Oh, feel bad.
It's going to haunt me.
But the thing is, that show, I think when they depart from... All reality shows, as we know, are setups by producers.
Sure.
That's how they do it. But some of them do it very poorly, and some of them do it well. And when you see just the complete contrived situational comedy that they create, and then they play the goofy music, it's just like... I mean, there's no entertainment value there for me. I mean, they're cartoon. When they become stars, they're no longer real, and they're no longer entertaining. Okay, yeah, they're idiots.
They do stupid things.
Yeah. It's like, okay, well, I have other things I want to laugh
at. All right, then let me play something that will horrify you. A commercial that has recently resurfaced on the internet from the 1970s called Baby Laughs a Lot. Tell me if this isn't upsetting.
Listen to Remco's Baby Laugh a Lot. You're listening to Baby Laugh-A-Lot. She's the funniest doll you've ever seen. Just push the button and she starts to giggle. Get Baby Laugh-A-Lot by Remco.
I think that announcer might have a sign in his yard.
Who is the director? Oh, my God. Rob Zombie. That's like a Rob Zombie laugh.
It is.
That's a Rob Zombie laugh from that lady, that blonde chick that kills all the people. That's her laugh.
And anyway, it's Baby Laughs a Lot, Mike.
Not that I'm a connoisseur of those movies.
Remco's Baby Laugh a Lot.
Incidentally, Carla still freaks out when I rewind the DVR for a gratuitous piece of violence.
Yeah, that's just the hormones. That's normal behavior. Right,
like the Dexter the Dexter segment where they find the body and they take out the segment of the guy's head. I rewound it.
You're a classy guy.
I rewound it.
Good dad. Oh, but
I'm a vampire that way.
You like the special effects.
I sure do.
Now that I've horrified you, that is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
We gotta get out of here. Todd Moore, thank you very much for everything.
ToddMoore.com, please.
Good luck with ToddMoore.com. We'll have an update on Monday as to what the situation is with Officer Meg. She hasn't listened to the show yet.
Okay.
So I think you were terrific on the show.
I do, too.
You did a great job.
Everybody, thanks a lot. Our show is brought to you by ScoreBig.com. Make sure you get your $30 off. First-time order, extra fees. They don't have them at ScoreBig.com. ScoreBig.com. Don't forget, enter our code TMOS. We're running short on time. Have a great weekend. Great bonus hour this week, too.
Check it out.
Check that out, everybody. So long. Have a great weekend. Stay safe.
Bye-bye.
Watch out.
Now that the show's over, don't forget to sign up for your free trial of Personal Capital right now. Go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click the Personal Capital banner or go to PersonalCapital.com/TMOS. Again, click the Personal Capital banner on MikeOMaraShow.com or go to PersonalCapital.com/TMOS.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.